clouds outside. Other than that, some sunshine. High of 84 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. An Elk City man faces serious charges after allegedly holding his girlfriend against her will and abusing her on multiple occasions. According to court documents, three infants were in the home during the incident. A probable cause affidavit obtained by Paragon Communications alleged that 33-year-old Joshua Lee Sims held his then-girlfriend and triplet infants, the couple share, against their will at the home on or before July 5th. The woman would tell police that during the incident, Sims would abuse her on multiple occasions. Police would note in the affidavit that injuries such as a purple bruise on the corner of her left eye, multiple bruises on each arm, bruising on her legs, dark red and purple bruises on her throat, and bruising around the woman's collarbone were observed. The woman told police that Sims allegedly threatened to stab the woman on one occasion and choked the woman on another. The victim said during a time when Sims left the home, she was able to grab the three babies, load them in her car, and attempt to leave. While doing so, Sims would return and follow her until she got close to the Elk City Police Department. This caused Sims to end his pursuit. The woman was able to drop her kids off at a safe location and report the incident to police a short time later. The report stated that the next day, police were able to locate Sims, but he would successfully elude police on foot. However, he was located in a vehicle. While attempting to pull him over, Sims would lead police on a short pursuit through city streets before ultimately coming to a stop. Sims was arrested and booked into the Elk City Jail. He was formally charged last week with one count of domestic assault and battery by strangulation, one count of assault and battery with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, escape from arrest or detention, and eluding or attempting to elude a police officer. Sims is scheduled to appear before a judge on August 9th. Before the regular meeting of the Sayre City Council Tuesday night, a public hearing was held concerning a medical marijuana grow operation proposal at 103 Northeast Highway 66. The council would later vote on the issuance of a permit for the operation during its regular meeting. However, according to Acting Mayor Dr. David Epp, the issue was hotly contested during the hearing by the public that consists of nearly 50 Sayre residents, despite its approval in the city's Planning and Zoning Committee.
Between, I guess it would have been a week ago Monday and last night, the people opposed to this thing really got out and mobilized their neighbors and mobilized other people in the community. And so we had a whole room full of people at the public hearing on this question. I'd also personally took some time to address this question of whether odor was likely to be a problem to the neighbors or not, and reached the conclusion that there was a pretty good chance that was going to happen.
Ultimately, the permit was disapproved by the council. Candidates interested in filing for mayor of the city of Sayre will have their chance coming up in August. According to a press release provided by the Beckham County Election Board, anyone wanting to declare their candidacy for the position can do so starting August 4th at 8 a.m. Secretary of the Beckham County Election Board Sharon Manning said declaration of candidacy forms must be completed and submitted to the County Election Board no later than 5 p.m. on August 6th when the filing period ends. Manning reminds voters that contests for candidacy must be filed no later than August 10th and may only be filed by another candidate for that office unless a candidate files unopposed. Manning says declaration of candidacy forms can be downloaded from the State Election Board website at oklahoma.gov/elections or by contacting the Beckham County Election Board office at 580-928-3314 or by email at beckham.county@elections.ok.gov. The County Election Board is located at 306 East Main Street in Sayre. The special election is scheduled for September 14th. In state news, a suspect has been arrested in the death of a man who was found beaten to death in his own garage last August. Oklahoma News Network's Beth Myers has that.
The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says 35-year-old Wes Langley was beaten to death with an exercise weight. His neighbor, 34-year-old Matthew Causey, has now been arrested on a first-degree murder complaint. I'm Beth Myers.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, a big jump in the market today as the recovery from Monday's drop continues. WTI is above $70 again. It's at $70.22. That's up a whopping $3.02. Brent crude at $72.14. That's up $2.79. Natural gas at $3.92. That's up 4 cents. Recapping our top story, an Elk City man accused of abusing a woman and holding her against her will. Once again, some clouds outside. 84 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atho.